Noah's flood? It sure left its mark.
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the authors of the new book, War of the Worldviews. Ken, I know you say that most of the fossil record over the earth is the graveyard of Noah's flood, but is there other evidence consistent with this global catastrophe?
Mark, I was sitting recently in a lecture hall listening to meteorologist Mike Ord give an illustrated lecture concerning Noah's flood. And you know, it was quite remarkable. First of all, he showed massive evidence all over the world for what's called sheet erosion. You see, if the waters of the global flood ran off the earth, as the Bible clearly states it did, well, we'd expect to see evidence of this. For instance, when you go to the Grand Canyon, as I did last June, you notice that the area around it is very flat. Every now and then you see sections rising from the flat area made up of many sedimentary layers. But you find such structures like this all over the earth. This is consistent with massive amounts of water causing sheet erosion, taking most of the layers off in sheets but leaving small areas. Because such structures are over massive areas and appear on a global scale, well, it only makes sense on the basis of Noah's flood. Mike also showed numerous examples of rivers that run through mountains instead of around them. Again, it can only be explained as the floodwaters receded. You know what? It all makes sense. Genesis is true.
For more evidence that there really was a Noah's flood and that helps explain the disappearance of the dinosaurs, go to our popular website, AnswersRadio.com.